Time again for Checkoff Chat here on the show, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Remember, beeftips.com. And, of course, our friends at the Equity Livestock Cooperative. Remember, go to equitycoop.com for all your livestock marketing needs. And catching up with Angie Horkin today, communication specialist with the Wisconsin Beef Council, to talk a little bit about what you've been doing. You know, again, we've focused in on it before, and if anybody caught any of our videos on Facebook, we've been involved in trying to reach that consumer in this COVID world using virtual technology. Now, you just got done with a special outreach effort for consumers specific around St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, we are going to host our first ever virtual cooking class. I feel like we're kind of behind in that. We've been living like this for a year, but we're going to try it. And we actually just advertised it a week and a half ago, and we have 45 consumers signed up just right off the bat for our first one. So we're going to, they're going to Zoom in with us. We're going to be able to see them on our computer screen. They're going to be cooking in their kitchen. So they all got a recipe list to make a corned beef recipe. We're going to make a rustic corned beef and potato bake. It's a 1-hour recipe. They're in charge of their grocery shopping and their equipment that they need. And then, yeah, we'll spend 1 hour with them. Virtually.
Yeah. Have you noticed, is it all Wisconsin, or are you getting interested parties from outside the state?
We have a couple people from outside the state. So we promoted this through our consumer e-newsletter that goes out once a month, which we have. I sent it to 2,500 emails, those really active with that consumer newsletter. But we got some folks from Arizona. We got some Wisconsin folks, but they're going to dial in from Florida. And then we do have some from Wisconsin, California, but I think that's a familiar name. I think we got some Wisconsin folks out there in California following our e-newsletter. And then, of course, we promoted it on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, that free social social message.
Are you going to archive it so if people want to take a look at it later, Angie?
Yeah, we might. We might. So watch our Facebook page, our Wisconsin Beef Council on Facebook, and it might be archived, so you can definitely check it out and see how you can make your own rustic corned beef and potato bake just in time for St. Paddy's Day.
Let's talk a little bit about what we're focused in on here, that virtual world, and how everybody has ended up using a lot of different tools to keep their message in front of today's consumers, in front of today's producers. Tell me a little bit about the way that the Wisconsin Beef Council has tried to reach consumers, not just the producers and their checkoff dollars so they know what's going on there, but help us understand what you've been doing to reach consumers.
Exactly. And, you know, it is important for us to tell producers how we are doing that because they are not our target demographic audience. So they probably, more than likely, don't see what we're doing. And that's for a reason. That's why I'm here telling you them right now what we do, because our target demographic is that millennial. So we call them an older millennial parent. So we want 22 years old out of college, buying their first house, living on their own, getting married, having babies, grocery shopping, and teaching, you know, we want to teach them how to feed their family and their kids, that next generation, 22 years old up to 35. So that's really who we're marketing to. So we're on YouTube with videos. I mean, last year we had 605,000 video views between YouTube and our social platforms. So reaching them that way. Google search. So when you go to the internet and you're just on your, you know, homepage and you type in the search button, I want a beef stroganoff recipe or even a chicken stew or any kind of like cooking, something like that. You'll see what those websites are that pop up first, usually are paid to pop up first. And so we are in that element. We're out in that space too, along with Beef It's What's for Dinner. So that way, hey, you know what? Maybe not chicken stew. Maybe I'll make a beef stew because here's Wisconsin Beef Council's website. That's called paid Google search. So we're there. We've also dabbled into paid social posts. So, you know, maybe it's not an organic reach that somebody's seeing our message, but we're paying for that and they're in our target demographic. And then also too, working with our Wisconsin food bloggers, like we did the Roast and Toast in December, but you know, paying them to be out there in that virtual space and reach their following, those people that don't follow Wisconsin Beef Council, with beef messages and beef recipes.
You know, and it's crazy how quick those numbers grow and how big those numbers get when you look at using those kinds of tools. What kinds of campaign success have you seen?
Well, for fiscal year 2020, because now we're in 2021, we reached, we had over 4 million impressions. So that's quite a few. You know, you think of Wisconsin's population, what, 5.5 million or something? So 4 million total advertising impressions highlighting the beef's taste message, our people message, so getting the producers out there in front of consumers, and then of course the protein, so nutrition messages, all three of those platforms. And like I said, we received over 605,000 video views for the year, 645,700 engagements. So actually someone seeing the message and engaging with it, so taking that next step. And then 32,500 clicks through to a checkoff website. So either be it Wisconsin Beef Council's website, the national website, some other website, a blogger's website for that recipe, you know, 32,500 clicks. So people are seeing the message, they're clicking on it, we're hitting them when we should be, and they're taking that next step to find that recipe and then head to the supermarket or the meat market to buy beef.
Yeah, and that's the next step, is obviously those clicks turn into sales at the grocery store. So that's the other good thing. What else are we learning?
Well, so, and then we're, you know, seeing with our paid social posts, so mainly Facebook and Pinterest, we reached 208,000 people with those. Now, organically, we reached 23,000. So you add those together, it's even better. And we received over 520,000 impressions just on social media alone. So Facebook, Pinterest thrown in there, the YouTube thrown in there, Twitter, we're on Twitter. So all of that virtual social space where the millennials are, 500,000 impressions.
Well, and we're not saying anything about the money spent. I mean, those impressions, those tools are literally pennies compared to, shall we say, traditional.
The traditional media, right, like we still do have people ask if we're on TV. It's been a couple years since the checkoff's been on TV. But you're looking at 1 cent for some of these impressions on these platforms, even less than that. So for us to effectively reach our consumer now in Wisconsin with our checkoff dollars, the checkoff has not increased since 1986. Yeah. And the cost of everything else has. Everybody, I don't have to tell you that. So this is where we got to be to effectively reach who we need to.
You know, and everybody says, well, now what about when things come back online? What about shows and events? It's not like you're going to discontinue your presence at shows and events.
Not at all. And we stepped away from some consumer in-person events 4 or 5 years ago. We still do a handful, but, you know, effectively, for us to reach consumers, it's just smart to be doing it the way we are now. But when we get back to normal, we're going to be hitting all of our producer events for sure, so we can still see our producers and talk to them face to face, because that's really what we want and they want too.
Angie Horkin along with us, communication specialist with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And like she said, if you have not checked out all of their social media streams and how they're reaching today's consumer, like she said, that 22 to 35 year old buyer, then take a look. YouTube, Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, their website, beeftips.com, will share that message in all kinds of different forms and help you stay engaged with the process. And like I said, keep checking back, because they're always adding new information.
Yes, and to follow us on those platforms, whatever platform you're on, follow us on Facebook and share what we post, because that's really, really how we can blow up our engagement, is those shares. So take a second, go to your favorite platform, whatever you're on, find us, like us, follow us, and watch for our posts, because everything we post is made to be shared. Mm-hmm. So that would be the most help.
And obviously, if you like them, if you follow them, then you'll also be alerted when something new ends up on their site. Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars at work. This way, through social media and different types of platforms that you may or may not have noticed them on, but now take a look around. This checkoff chat brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and, of course, partnered with the Equity Livestock Sales Cooperative, equitycooperative.com, for all your livestock marketing needs. And, of course, our friends at the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on Facebook.